Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
Now, we probably all have heard stories of sending Care Bear packages of Tato and Cadbury's to friends in Australia or in New York, or smuggling tea bags in our suitcases over to our families across the pond. Well, my next guest has turned that into a business. Mark Loftus, he's the founder and creator of the Paddy Box, and he joins me now to chat about the business and the future of his company. You're very welcome, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Bobby.
Thanks for coming in to joining us. This business started in your mother's kitchen, is that right?
Yeah, back a couple of years ago, yeah. It all started, we didn't think it was going to be as successful as it was going to be. So we just had it started in my mum's kitchen, and 2007, I think, at Christmas time, we started, and God, it was just, it went off and sort of just went mad. It was great.
And what do you put down to its success? I know you've grown sales by 40%. Year on year in 2018. So what is it that you're doing, I think, that the end consumer actually likes?
There's a couple of things. It's like social media's obviously been huge for us as well. There's a lot of, we've been chancing our arm and kind of sending them off to a few people and stuff like that. But then I think we do play a really important role in sort of a lot of people's gifting, because it's the notes we send are so personal.
Right.
Some of them are heartwarming, heartbreaking. But like, we sort of pride ourselves in the customer service side of things and making sure that the speed and the presentation of those boxes are really good. So like, word of mouth has really, really benefited us and the customer service side. Just like, being, some of these people haven't been home for years, you see. So like, it's a really personal thing.
I'm sort of familiar with this. I have a daughter in Vancouver. I had another one in New York. And I know firsthand the value on Irish products in an Irish box, and them getting them and splitting them up with all their friends, that it's a big deal. And the people really, really love to get the Tato crisps and the Brennan's bread or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's a really, I think Irish are sort of unique in that way, that just it's home. It's that little feeling of home, and that's really personal and really sort of touching for a lot of people when they are away. Because the Irish, they're home birds at heart, I suppose. We all crave home a lot of the time. So,
okay. Now, tell me then, you've got a new box which is called the Mammy Box. Tell us about that and how that's
the
going
new
to
Mammy
be
Box.
The next big thing.
Yeah, so it's for new mams. We decided to sort of go for this sort of, it's a little bit away from what we've done before with the food stuff, so we just thought it's a bit of a constant. There's constantly going to be kids, anyway, new babies. But we actually saw it from our customers as well, from the notes and from the just customer feedback. Will you be doing anything for babies? Will you be doing anything like that? So,
and does it still play on the Irishness?
When you talk about
Things like pseudo cream, which I didn't know wasn't available across the world, or water wipes and these kind of things.
Yeah, well, everything that in the box is an Irish company, so. Yeah. That's what we wanted to play on that one as well. So again, we've got pseudo cream. You've got, like, we've dealt with Irish companies that, like, Little Bo Pip, Baby Boo. They're all very good Irish companies. Johnny McGorry Books.
Oh, that's great, and it's great that you're bringing Irish companies as well as being Irish yourself together. Tell me more. Are you saying that Brexit could be a good thing for your business?
I'm not quite. I don't want to be in any way cocky or anything like that. It could be an opportunity for us. Nobody really knows how it's going to pan out.
And where do you see the opportunity it might be?
There was a funny story recently. There was a lady got on to me about, she was heavily pregnant, and she said, "I can't deal without Dairy Gold butter, and I don't think I'll be able to get that over here. So could you send me a box full of Dairy Gold butter, please? Because I can't hack it without it." So if there is tariffs, or if there is access issues for Irish products, we can obviously supply them. And we're well used to customs documents if need be.
Yeah.
Like the DHL, we've sent to over 100 countries.
I suppose the downside is, though, that the products could become more expensive.
True.
And that you'd have to charge more.
That'd be the issue. Yeah, yeah, it's just all a mystery at the moment. But as an opportunity, it might be a little harder for different companies to get their products over. So we could definitely fill a void in that sense.
So when you look forward then, Mark, at this business, you've been on the go now for a couple of years. You've come up with other, I suppose, related products. Is the future of the business more products in a box, but we just don't know what maybe they are yet?
there's
probably or where do you see the business going?
There's different directions. Like, it's sort of endless, really. Like, I was talking to one of your producers earlier on. They were just, she came up with three ideas just off the bat.
They're very clever. Our producer is very clever, our Claire.
Yeah, we're really small as a company, as it is, as a brand. So it's building the brand, really. And there's different directions and different products we can do. As you said, we could increase the size of it or decrease it to make a smaller, more bespoke box. But the corporate side of it would be a big one for us. We've only scratched the surface of that. And we'd really look to grow that one.
What about the seasonality of it? I was in this business many years ago with Bewley's Hampers, and the seasonality of it was particularly difficult in terms of just 80% of, and it might have changed, but in those days, 80 to 90% of the business was done in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so the Christmas is obviously mental, and then we have another gifting time now, is that Easter is huge. It's like a mini Christmas. But we've found, like, since we started, we've been, especially this year, we've been up a huge amount in terms of orders and revenue for the whole year.
Well, that's good.
So we're busy all year now at this stage. So people are always away and they're always craving something Irish. So it's a moderately priced gift. So it's easy enough to send.
Are there some restrictions around like pork and bacon products to go to the States? Because I know, again, my daughters were saying, can we not get Denny's ham or whatever it is, or the particular sausages?
Unfortunately, I'd love to do it. We get so many requests for it. We do send a breakfast box to the UK and the EU, and there's no issues around that, and Switzerland, obviously, as well. But the US and Canada as well, they're just really... They just don't like anything that's swine products. They will not take it. We're trying to work our way around it, but it's the nostalgic, the brands really that people miss. So we can't really at the moment. We'll keep at it though.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, we wish you very well. It's a great business. It's been started small. You've stuck with it. I no doubt you're working very hard. Yeah. You're developing. Your sales are good. So, Mark Loftus from the Paddy Box. We wish you well.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.